Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Doing good, Mike.
Kidney stones. Common ailment. Most of us suspect kidney stones because of the clinical presentation. We have got lots of ways that we can diagnose kidney stones. We've got the helical non-contrast CT and ultrasound and IVP and MRI. All of them theoretically can be used to visualize and confirm either the presence of a stone or pathology in the GU system. Of course, we have to be careful with women who are pregnant in terms of radiation before we do some of them. But the poem that you have chosen for us asks, what is the best imaging, specifically looking at non-contrast CT or ultrasound? The article was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, 2014, volume 371. It starts on page 1100. What did the article find?
Yeah, this was a study of adults who had came into the ER with flank or abdominal pain, clinically suspected to have kidney stones. They excluded anybody where there was a real concern about some alternative like diagnosis like AAA or MI. Those folks were, you know, whisked off to the cardiac suite. But they also excluded morbidly obese patients, probably because ultrasound was not going to be quite as accurate. They randomized them to one of three approaches to diagnosis. One was a point of care ultrasound where the ER docs were trained to do ultrasound and had a handheld ultrasound in the ER. The second group got ultrasound in the radiology department by, you know, official radiologists. And the third had a CT scan in the radiology department. So point of care ultrasound, ultrasound in the radiology department, or CT. There were about 2,800 patients randomized in the study. Only about 4% were lost to follow-up. They're still wandering the halls in the basement of the hospital, probably. The groups were similar, but there was – I looked at this, and they didn't really discuss this, but there were more patients allocated to the CT group, 958, compared to about 900 in the other two groups. And it makes me kind of wonder how well – allocation to groups was concealed. Were some patients where they said, gee, I'm really worried about them, let's send them off for a CT. But, you know, having said that, they were, based on the pain, other factors, age, sex, race, they all, the groups looked similar. So the main outcome was having a complication due to a high-risk diagnosis being missed, which was only occurred in less than 1% of patients in each group. Radiation exposure was, of course, highest in those who got CT off the bat. There were no significant differences between groups regarding their rates of return to the ED, hospital admission after ED discharge, so left and came back, or self-reported pain score. The accuracy, the overall accuracy over time for diagnosis of kidney stones with at least 30 days of follow-up was very similar between groups. Now, remember, some of the folks who had a handheld ultrasound may have come back and had a CT scan later to make the definitive diagnosis. Overall, subsequent imaging like a CT did occur in about 41% of the point-of-care group and in 27% of those who had a radiology department ultrasound. But that means that 60% who got a point-of-care ultrasound were able to avoid the CT, so less cost and less radiation exposure and similar outcomes. So, you know, the bottom line is that an initial point-of-care or radiology department ultrasound is a safe and accurate way to approach the patient who you think might have kidney stones. It avoids a CT scan for many patients and doesn't put them at risk for complications or unnecessary hospitalizations.
So a couple of quick questions here, Mark. The sensitivities between the CT and the ultrasound were, at least to my eye, quite different. The sensitivity for the CT scan was at least 88%, and the for the ultrasound was 54%. That's a pretty big difference. It also raises the issue of operator dependence, right? That's There's a little bit of that with CT, but much more of that with ultrasound. Does that worry you, that difference in sensitivity?
Well, I mean, it's balancing benefits and harms, I guess. You know, with the CT, you might make the diagnosis a little quicker, So, you know, presumably these patients are all being treated as probable kidney stones once they leave the ER. I think the harm, potential harm, is they may not have the definitive diagnosis as quickly. The benefit is they don't have the radiation exposure. And I think we, you know, increasingly are concerned about unnecessary radiation exposure or excessive radiation exposure. I think I saw the statistic, if you divide the number of CT scans by the number of people in the U.S., the average person has one every 3 years. Obviously, that's not true. Some people are having multiple scans. People with kidney stones are probably, in some cases, getting multiple scans over a 10-year period, and that appreciably increases their risk of a cancer, of a malignancy, based on the best data that we have, particularly for women. So I think it's really a worthwhile goal to try and reduce the number of CT scans.
You can pick those guys up on a dark night when there's no full moon, and the ones that are glowing in the dark. I think most of us in medical education are of the mind that it's only a matter of time before we put aside our stethoscope and our percussing fingers, and that ultrasound is going to play a much more active role for all of us in regular physical exams and the like.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you in a week.
Sounds good.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.